The closure, sir, will only commence as of midnight tonight. So today and yesterday was pretty much same operations as was last week. And we have not received any reports of violent incidents at the moment that we know of. We've just come out of a jock. And then, as you know, the closure, it will be for 30 days. And this, just to clarify, as we've picked up in some certain areas that some false information, the closure is only limited to these particular routes, which we highlighted on Friday at the announcement of the extraordinary measures as per Section 91.
And just to re-emphasize, the route that we're picking up the most in terms of this particular suspension of services is the Khayelitsha-Somerset West route.
That's correct, sir. So it's about 10 routes. If I may just enlighten you, just list them all. So it's route M18, so all of them have route in front of them, and I'll just give the number. So this is from Fuleni to Somerset West. We also have route 43 from Lwandle via Khayelitsha to Khayelitsha via Somerset West. And we also have route 611, Khayelitsha David to Somerset West. And then we will have route X19, which is Nomzamo, from Nomzamo to Mfuleni. We have route 8820 from Khayelitsha to Somerset West via Valkhalieghen, as well as route R96 Khayelitsha to Somerset West via Somerset Mall. And then we have Khayelitsha, this is route 8821. Khayelitsha to Satari Village Mall, which is a drop-off. And then we also have Route 97, Khayelitsha to Somerset West, which is also a drop-off only. And then we also have Route YEX3 from Fuleni to Somerset West. And the last one is Route YEX64 from Fuleni to Somerset West. Both these last routes are drop-off only routes. And then specified lanes at the taxi ranks in Khayelitsha, Makaza, Fuleni, Somerset West, Nomzamo, as well as Lwandle, will be closed.
Right. So, yeah, essentially you said 10 routes, and I think everybody's got the details of those exact routes. As a matter of interest, how many taxis, have you any idea of how many taxis per se would have been affected by this 30-day closure?
So in terms of commuters, this particular region, on a daily basis, the numbers are in front of us is that there are about plus minus 4,000 daily commuters in this particular region, sir.
So you're not too sure how many taxis on those particular routes have been affected?
The exact number of taxis, that one I would not be able to give you. But in terms of the commuters themselves, we're looking at 4,000 commuters. Hence, we had that number we then needed to get before we could even open dialogue with our partners in terms of providing additional transport services.
Right. And as a matter of interest, how are commuters getting to work? Because taxis, I wouldn't have to convince you, are a vital part of the infrastructure of our cities. So how are commuters able to deal with the situation? Are the alternatives being offered?
Definitely, the minibus taxi industry is quite critical to to the livelihood of our economy ecosystem, without a doubt. And this is why throughout the month and various past few weeks, we've tried to have all engagement with all affected parties, both from the taxi associations and the mother body, as well as the department, over the few weeks, which were no less than 15 engagements with those, just to try and make sure that we actually avoid invoking the Section 91. However, that has not been successful. And we are now ultimately forced to invoke Section 91 in order to provide stability and ensure safety of all road users. In terms of alternative transport, so the Golden Arrow bus services will increase the capacity, and as well as our the Metrorail Prasa units will also, Frankfurt service provider, they will also increase the in terms of the train carriages will be in this route will also be extended to accommodate the commuters. So in terms of Golden Arrow buses, which is GABS, if I may shorten that, so the key routes, your Nyanga Strand, we have those online. I'll just read them out for you. We're also going to be issuing a statement within this hour, which will have attached to that will be flyers indicating the times as well as the routes. So, for example, this GABS taxi route that I'm going to announce now, read out to you, is from Nyanga to Strand,
right?
Which operates Monday to Saturday. You have Nyanga to Somerset. This one starts from 6:30 in the morning, from Monday to Friday. The first one commences. The first bus commences at 5:10 a.m. Then we have Somerset to Nyanga. This is the afternoon. This is from 1:15. We have from Fuleni to Lwandle, Monday to Friday, 5:30 once off. We have a single bus from Fuleni to Strand, a 6:35 bus, Monday to Friday. Somerset to Fuleni, evening bus, Monday to Friday, 7 p.m. And on Saturday, it's at 6:20 in the evening. We also have the Strand to Fuleni. These are returning routes. Strand to Fuleni, afternoon bus, Monday to Friday, is 16:45. And on Saturday, it's 13:05. Lwandle to Nyanga, Monday to Friday, 16:40, as well as Somerset to Somerset West to Nyanga, 17:30, Monday to Friday, both these last routes. And then there's a long list of various routes that are also available with routes and times. So we will be attaching the flyers with these routes and time check tables to the statement. In terms of the clip card, those commuters who be looking to purchase clip cards and have never been exposed or utilized the GAD services. For example, if you are out in Blue Downs, you may purchase the clip card from the Cecil Hindle Road service station. That is on the corner of Hindle and East River Road. The service station operates on a 24-hour period, so from midnight to 12 to 23:59. Readily available, and if you're out in Delft, they're just next to the SAPS police station. There's a mobile van there parked outside. It is from 5:10 in the morning on Monday to Friday. From they operate from 5:10 in the morning to 8 p.m. and that is on corner of Voorburg and Delft Main Road. That is out in Delft. And then if I look further on for those that are in Khayelitsha, we have the BP service station on Red Gobonga Drive in Khayelitsha. The service station operates on a 24-hour operation. There's also the engine Ubuntu, this convenience center. This is also a service station, also on a 24-hour operation where you can get the clip cards, as well as there's the Makaza bus terminus where there's a mobile van which operates from 5 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, and on weekends from 5:30 to 12 midday. That is out in corner of Tweka and Hlela Street in Makaza, Khayelitsha.
Okay, and a final question in terms of the underlying conflict which has caused all these problems. Will the department in the meantime be having discussions with representatives of the taxi industry to resolve this conflict, which has seen people actually being killed, which is really tragic?
Yes, sir. So as the provincial minister of mobility alluded on Friday during his announcement, that the channels for dialogue remain open, and we are hopeful that during this 30-day period, we will be resuming with engagements with both the affected associations and reach an amicable agreement in terms of the utilization of this lane, because as a Kenyan government, we actually do this. We do not want to see any further bloodshed on our roads, nor would we want to see an extended closure of these roads, which would be of an economical blow both to the operators as well as the commuters.
Unto Beko Mbengeleli, who is the interim spokesperson for the Western Cape Mobility Department for the MEC, thank you so much for joining us and good luck.
Thanks a lot.